rousing rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner here. Frederick Keyes, a longtime Baltimore Orioles affiliate. You heard the O near the end of the anthem as the crowd joined in. Addison Smith, Ethan Mendoza, Tyler Wilson starting it off for the Spikes. When we come back, the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch is next here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Frederick, Maryland on a beautiful Friday evening here, kicking off a weekend series. It'll be tonight, a 7 p.m. slated start time. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., and then a Sunday matinee at 1 o'clock here. Off day on the Spike schedule on Monday, and then a six-game homestand coming up in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It all begins with a walking taco Tuesday, 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Tickets for all six games on the Spikes upcoming homestand, plus promotions for all six, are now available at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. Hunter Bell, the right-hander, last pitched collegiately in 2021 at Hartford Community College, a little east of here. He had 12 relief appearances, 3 saves there, 19 strikeouts over 17 innings with just a 200 opponent's batting average. And Bell so far, again, a 1.29 ERA over 7 innings of work. And he will face Addison Smith to start things off. Smith, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. 222 average, 389 on base percentage. And our first pitch grounded sharply to first, where it's taken on a bounce by Brendan DeRigge for the first out of the game. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch tonight at 7:04, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Ethan Mendoza had a 4-hit game Tuesday night at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. He stands in the right-handed box. Product of South Lake Carroll High School in Texas. Committed to play collegiately at Arizona State. Takes an 89-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Ball one. Bell looking in for the sign from Brady Cirkonic, and the 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike, 88 over the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Again, Buzz Albert, our plate umpire. Dustin Fields works first base. Craig Kiewit works third. There's a fastball and a called strike. Actually, that had a changeup at 79. 1-2 the count. And Bell right back into it. And Mendoza grounds it up the middle into center field, a base hit. So Ethan Mendoza aboard. He had hits in each of the 3 Spikes games in Trenton to start the road trips, and now 8 hits in 4 games. As coming into tonight, Ethan was 4th in the league in batting average at .421. Now Tyler Wilson, the batter. He notched a pair of doubles last night. Spikes led for much of the game, fell late. Looking to reverse that here tonight, get off to a good start against the Keys. Switch hitter batting as a lefty against the righty Bell out of Grand Canyon University. And the pitch. That is fastball low. 90 for Bell right now is top out number to this point early on in the contest. Jesus Izuaje, Spike's assistant coach, is coaching at first. Dave Tremblay, the manager, coaching at third. Here's the 1-0. There goes Mendoza. The pitch is a ball outside. The throw to second bounces into center field. Mendoza's taking off for third. Here comes a throw from Shaver. It's a bit offline, and Mendoza slides in safely. It'll be a stolen base for Ethan Mendoza. He was caught stealing last night, but he is now 5 of 6 in base stealing and the first error of the game. The errant throw will allow him to move to third. Terrell Johnson, who is 8th in the order tonight for Frederick, leads the league with 8 stolen bases. Mendoza now moves into a tie for third with his 5th. 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch was outside, and Bell out of the stretch delivers. That's a changeup and a called strike on the outer half. 2 balls and a strike. Mendoza leads off third. And Bell delivers. Fastball. Actually, there, the breaking ball missed low. 3-1 the count. Dipped out of the zone. Mendoza at third. 1 out here on the top of the first. Spikes looking to strike in the opening frame. Bell delivers. And this one fouled to the netting behind home. The count is full. Bell went fastball that time. Hunter Bell, 6'6", a native of Centerville, Virginia. He's currently in the transfer portal again. Has not pitched collegiately since 2021, recovering from injury. Payoff pitch to Wilson, popped up behind home. That's over our heads, foul. Smacks onto the roof and actually bounces back towards the crowd here. Decent crowd tonight here at Nemio Field, Harry Grove Stadium. Stadium named for one of the originators of professional baseball in Frederick, Harry Grove, all the way back in the 19-teens. And here's a fly ball, right field. It drops in fair just inside the chalk and bounces over the wall down the right field line. That did not stay fair by much, but it's another double, a ground rule double for Tyler Wilson to score the game's first run. Tyler's third double in his last 4 at-bats. And his second RBI as Mendoza scores to make it 1-0 State College. Now Cam Buford, the batter. Buford, right-handed hitter out of Grambling, serving as the third baseman tonight. He has been a corner infielder and a DH for the Spikes, batting .333, a .452 on-base percentage. And the first pitch, fastball in the outer half of the plate, a strike to Buford. Cam actually could be playing in several showcase games early in the month of July. He's one of 7 Grambling players that's going to be playing in the Major League Baseball HBCU Swingman Classic. As he swings at the 0-1 and grounds it to center field, a base hit. Wilson chugging around third. He'll score standing up. And Buford delivers an RBI single to make it 2-0 Spikes. Three hitters, 3 hits. Now the 5th batter in the order is Chase Call. The newest Spike, a right fielder out of UC Irvine. He was 2nd in the Big West Conference this year in on-base percentage, led the conference in walks. He drew 50 free passes in 52 games. So the man has a keen eye. Cam Buford leads off first. Bell out of the stretch. The pitch fades in for a called strike on the outer half. 0-1 the count. Call did get his first MLB Draft League at bat last night as he took over in right field in the 6th inning of last night's game, struck out in that lone at bat. Quick throw to first, Buford back diving in. The tag was applied, but he was back well in time. Confers with Jesus Izuaje, whose arms are just full of equipment right now. Everybody leaving their shin pads, arm pads with him as they get on base. Here's the 0-1, and call. Cues it foul behind the plate through the wickets of Sirkonik. No balls, two strikes. Call windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Arnold at second, Maduro at short, the double play combo for the Keys tonight. As another throw to first, gets Buford back. Brennan DeRiggi at first base. Luca Danos is at third. The outfield for Frederick is Tervell Johnson in left, A.J. Shaver in center, and Brennan Orff in right. Here's the 0-2. High and away. Sirkonik rises to throw, but Buford remains at first. A fastball high and away. It's ball one. 90 miles an hour there. Clouds have brightened even more, and that sunshine apparent across the field. The 1-2. Breaking ball in tight. Two balls and two strikes to call. Luke Napleton on deck for the Spikes. Then Matthew Bardwell, Grant Lasher, and Aiden Howard, the 7-8-9 hitters in the order. Top of the first inning, State College already with a 2-0 lead. The 2-2 to Chase Call is fouled away, first base side. All the kiddies scurrying after it as it tumbles onto the concourse. Interesting feature of this ballpark as well. There is a working carousel down the right field line. Kids are on it right now. There is a net in front of it as Call fouls it off at the plate. Another 2-2 pitch. So the count remains two balls and two strikes. Bell looks in for the sign from Sirkonik and gets it. Set at the midsection, another 2-2. Breaking ball swung on a miss, strike three. Throw down to first behind the runner, but Buford is back. That is the second out. It's the first strikeout for Hunter Bell. Two gone. And now Luke Napleton, the batter. The Spikes DH. Batting 300 this season, a .344 on base percentage. A double, two triples, and five RBIs. He's a catcher by trade. Played his college ball this spring at Quincy University in Missouri. Hit 29 homers there. But he is in the portal as well. Be an asset to a lot of different programs. And the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Ball one to Napleton. 2-0 Spikes. Top of the first. Gabe Harris will get the ball for State College in the bottom half of the inning. The 1-0. Fades in, a called strike. Upper reaches of the zone with a fastball. It's 1-1. Well, you can definitely say Chase Call battled a seven-pitch at bat before the strikeout. Here's the 1-1 to Napleton, a swing and a miss. He chased it low, breaking ball down. 1-2 the count. Cam Buford resumes his leadoff first, two gone, and the pitch. Fastball outside, Napleton lays off. Two balls and two strikes. It's the opener of a three-game series tomorrow, 6 o'clock matchup here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Sunday, it's a 1 p.m. matinee. And an off day on Monday before the Spikes embark on a six-game homestand, welcoming West Virginia and Mahoning Valley in for their first matchups against the Black Bears and Scrappers, respectively, this season. The 2-2 upstairs, ball three fills it up. Buford will be off with the pitch here, and DeRiggi's not going to bother holding him on. Here it is, the 3-2, lifted in the air, right center field, coming in on it, the right fielder Orff, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. But the Spikes plate two runs in the opening frame on three hits, one error, one runner left on base, and a one-half inning. It's State College 2, Frederick coming to bat against Gabe Starks when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom half of the first inning, and Gabe Starks making his third start of the season. In two previous outings, a 3 ERA. His last time out was against Frederick. Some new faces he'll be opposing in the order tonight. And he went three innings on Saturday, allowing two runs on four hits, four strikeouts, a three walks, a .238 opponent's batting average through his two outings this year. Out of the University of Texas Arlington, Bryce Arnold, Luca Danos, Kendry Maduro, top three in the order, and Brady Cirkonic, Irvin Escobar, Brennan Orff the middle third, with Brennan DeRiggi, Tervell Johnson, and A.J. Shaver rounding it out. The righty Starks going strictly from the stretch. His first pitch of the night against Bryce Arnold, the second baseman, lifted in the air, right field, back at the wall is called, and that one is gone. A solo homer for Bryce Arnold. So perhaps an inauspicious start, but Arnold, in his first Keys at bat, goes yard. The Spikes' Cam Buford achieved that feat earlier this year on the second pitch he saw. This was number one, a fastball that goes 337 feet. Launch angle at 41 degrees. Kept fading back and back. 94 miles an hour, the exit velo, and it's 2-1 now. Spike still out in front as Luca Danos takes strike one on the outer edge. Now Starks sets and deals. That's a strike. Breaking ball in the inner portion of the plate to the righty Danos. 0-1. Luca Danos batting .306 as a key. .405 the on-base percentage. Two doubles, six RBIs in nine games. Fastball upstairs. Ball one. Bryce Arnold with the solo homer after the Spikes scored a pair in the top of the first inning. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball just missed. Borderline, but inside, says Buzz Albert. Two balls and two strikes. Starks gets the sign. The blue mitt on the left hand and the pitch. Here's a liner into left field, a base hit. That one 98 off the bat, a little too much as it gets past Cam Buford and Addison Smith on the left side, and Danos aboard as back-to-back hits. The homer and the single start off the Keys night at the plate. Now here's Kendry Maduro, the shortstop, one of the leading hitters in the MLB draft league. He is number one in batting average at .484. He is number two in on-base percentage at .581. He is number one in slugging percentage at .742. Number one in OPS at .1323. Takes a fastball Low and away for ball one. Starks with the blue shoes to go with the blue mitt. And the pitch chopped off the plate onto short. Taken by Smith. Flipped to second for one. Mendoza to first. 6-4-3 double play. Just what the doctor ordered. Luca Dano's pointing at second base. They have just been pointing something out, but nevertheless, he heads back to the dugout. Two gone, and the base is empty now in the bottom of the first as the Spikes turn their 10th double play as a team this season. Here's Brady Cirkonic now, the catcher. He was newly arrived to the Keys when they visited Happy Valley last weekend, and the pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. 96 on the fastball from Gabe Starks. Cirkonic's played two games thus far, 1-for-9 at the plate. Stands in the right-handed box. Starks sets at the belt, the 0-1. Fastball outside. 1-1. Cirkonic out of Connors State. He was the only JUCO player on this spring's Golden Spikes Award midseason watch list. He had 470 this year at Connors State. 27 homers, 107 RBIs. And the 1-1, a high fastball swung on and missed. 1-2. Certainly impressive there, and the competition level rising here in this third season of the Major League Baseball Draft League. Here's the 1-2. Foul tip back to the backstop. Count remains the same. You heard Matthew Bardwell, who's patrolling left field right now for the Spikes, talk to me before Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health in the pregame. And said that, really, this experience is the closest you can get to professional baseball without signing a contract. Here's the 1-2. That is looped foul behind home. Still a ball and two strikes. Starks with a fastball between 94 and 96 for the most part. Has bounced back nicely from the homer to start the Keys' first inning. Another 1-2. Check swing, breaking ball. Did he go? Appeal to first. Dustin Fields says he did. Strikeout number one for Gabe Starks tonight, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is growing. In 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West, and in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Bryce Arnold homers to start the bottom of the first, but two hits in the inning, that the lone run. And at the end of one, it's State College 2, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the second inning, Matthew Bardwell leading it off for the Spikes. And the first pitch he sees, he fouls back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Bardwell, Grant Lasher, Aiden Howard, the 79 hitters due up for the Spikes after a pair of runs in the opening frame against Hunter Bell. Bell, the Frederick Riney, back on for a second inning of work, delivers a ball in tight. 1-1. 88 on the fastball that time. Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch. That's cued foul behind home. New baseball given to catcher Brady Sirkonik. One ball and two strikes. Bell making the start tonight. Tomorrow slated to be Jordan Hamburg on the mound for Frederick. Hamburg, a two-way player, also one of the top hitters in the league in his own right as well. And that pitch hits Bardawell on the left elbow. The breaking ball got him. Ricocheted off the elbow pad and then the mitt of Sirkonik. But it's the first hit batsman of the night for either side, and Bardawell trots down to first. Here's Grant Lasher now. The Spikes catcher made his first appearance with the club on Tuesday night. He went 3-for-3. Can't get much better than that. An infield single, two additional singles on the night. In the right-handed box, and the first pitch to him this evening is lined foul to the right side, 0-1. Lasher out of Eastern Illinois. Native of Fort Wayne, Indiana, 5'10", 180 pounds. He is 22 years old. He'll turn 23 on Sunday. Takes a strike just above the knees, 88 miles an hour. 0-2 the count. 2-1 lead for the Spikes, top of the second. Bell gets the sign. Sets at the midsection, the righty deals. And that is grounded on to second. Scooped up by Arnold, flips a second for one. Maduro on to first. Holding the bag is Durigi, and it's a 4-6-3 double play. Spikes turn two in the first inning. The Keys respond with one of their own in the second. The eighth double play turned by Frederick as a team this season. And now Aiden Howard, the batter, the switch hitting center field. One of the great group of youngsters that the Spikes have. Up the middle tonight, you've got Howard in center field. Addison Smith at shortstop. Ethan Mendoza at second. Aiden takes the ball outside. All of them 18 years of old and yet to start their collegiate careers. Fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. As a matter of fact, Aiden, 17 years old, 18 or younger. Aiden won't turn 18 until July the 24th out of Hebron High School in Texas. He's headed to Dallas Baptist. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. 2-1 the count. And a good hitter's count went after it. Aiden's speed has been evident this year, and he's had a good batting eye as well. 317 on base percentage. Now in the 2-1, lost it to right center field. Orff is over for it. The right fielder puts it away just shy of the warning track, and the inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes in the second. We go to the bottom half. 2-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the second here at Nemeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. If you have a kid 12 and under that you would like to bring to the ballpark, we've got the option for you. Ike Kids Club is open. Features admission to four select games throughout the season. The next free Kids Club game coming up start of July, and you can be part of it. And if you get a flex book or a mini plan along with it, your child will get the corresponding amount of free games as well. Ike's Kids Club signups available at statecollegespikes.com. First pitch strike on the fastball from Gabe Starks. In the bottom of the second against Irvin Escobar, who's putting up some big numbers here in the Major League Baseball Draft League. The pitch low for a ball. 462 batting average for Escobar. He has knocked in 9 runs in 6 games. Escobar, number 2 in the league in batting average, behind teammate Kendry Maduro. And the 1-1 pitch, fastball low, 2-1 the count. Escobar also 6th in OPS, 7th in slugging percentage, 5th in on-base percentage. There's 8 players in the MLB Draft League who entered tonight's games with a 500 or above on-base percentage. Escobar is one of them. Bouncer on to third, taken in by Buford, throw across the diamond in time, and Escobar retired. It's ironic because Kendry Maduro, number 1 in the league in batting average, Starks forces a ground ball double play, gets Escobar to ground out as well. Now facing Brennan Orff. Frederick right fielder, a newcomer to the squad. This will be his first action in the field out of Southern Illinois, Evansville. A Wildwood, Missouri product, and the pitch that is fouled left side into the picnic area here in Frederick. 6'3", 225 pounds. He is 21 years of age. Orff was an All-Ohio Valley Conference preseason selection. And the pitch, a breaking ball low. Actually, that is a fastball, but it went bouncing away. Kind of dove on. Lasher got past him, but simply ball one. Nobody on base here. One gone, bottom of the second. Spikes leading 2-1. And the pitch. And that is lined foul, third base side, onto the grassy patch here. The set by Starks. And the 1-2. Busted in with a fastball. Gets past Lasher to the backstop. But again, simply ball two. I said Southern Illinois Evansville earlier. It's Southern Illinois Edwardsville. SIUE is what they call it, probably for just that reason. Fastball's low, 3-2. They are members of the Ohio Valley Conference. Branch campus of the main Southern Illinois, which is part of the Missouri Valley Conference, located in Carbondale. Set by Starks, another 3-2. Fastball down and in, ball four. First walk issued by Gabe this evening. And now Brennan DeRigge, the batter. DeRigge, the first baseman. He's out of Iowa. That's an easy one to remember. Native of Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. DeRigge seeing his first action for the Keys as well. He actually came to the Hawkeyes from Wofford, where he was first team All-Southern Conference. This year for Iowa, hit 348, 15 homers, 67 RBIs. Off-speed low for Starks. Ball one to DeRigge, now playing against his collegiate teammate, Kyle Huxdorf, who is not in the starting lineup tonight, but has done well manning the outfield for the Spikes the past week. Breaking ball misses, 2-0 the count, up and away on DeRigge. Left-handed batter. Orff leading off first. Spikes leading 2-1. Starks set at the belt. And the 2-0. Fastball down and away. 3-0. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red. Lower right hand portion of the jersey front. The 3-0 down and in, ball four. DeRicky laying off the whole way. Draws the second consecutive walk for Frederick. And now Tervell Johnson, who is off to a tremendous start as well to the plate. Johnson batting .436, third best batting average in the league. .511 on base percentage, seventh best. .667 slugging percentage, that's second best. His .1178 OPS is third in the league. His 17 hits lead the league. His six doubles lead the league. Seven total extra base hits, also number one thus far. His 26 total bases are number one, and his eight stolen bases leading the Major League Baseball Draft League thus far. So not doing too shabby. There was a brief conference on the mound between Grant Lasher, the catcher, Gabe Starks, the pitcher, now first and second, one out, facing Johnson. And the pitch. Here's a grounder, left side, past the diving Buford into left field. Orff getting waved around third. Bardwell's throw to the plate will not be in time. It's an RBI single for Tervell Johnson, adding to his numbers. And it ties the game at two here in the bottom of the second. That'll bring up A.J. Shaver, number nine man in the order for Frederick. The center fielder out of Florida Southwestern, Clermont, Florida native. And I believe he selected his walk-up music, which, by the way, is Sexy Boy, the entrance song for Shawn Michaels, the showstopper. The main event, the icon. Fastball outside, 1-0 the count. Shaver this season, batting .294, .333 on base percentage, two doubles, a homer, two RBIs in eight games. And the pitch lifted in the air, deep to left field, and that's going to get out of here in a hurry. That's a home run. There are three levels of walls, but only the first is a true outfield wall. The others are set back, and that was about midway up the left center field billboards. 398 feet, 106 miles an hour, the exit velo on that. And an angle just 21 degrees. That was a pure line drive homer as A.J. Shaver notches his second home run of the season. It's the second home run of the night for Frederick, and the Keys now lead at 5-2. Still one gone in the bottom of the second inning, and here's Bryce Arnold. He had a solo shot in the first inning. Very first pitch of the game. Went over the wall and right. Takes a ball, breaking ball from Starks. 1-0 the count. Gabe went slider there. And now another slider lifted to left field. Playable for Matthew Bardwell, who set up underneath it. Makes the grab with the left hand. Two away. That'll bring Luca Danos to the plate. Frederick, third baseman, singled in the first inning, but then was erased on a double play. Keys now with four hits tonight. Half of them home runs. Ergo the 5-2 lead. Frederick has the lone error so far. Spikes have three hits. They scored both of their runs in the first. First pitch slider misses inside, 1-0. Gabe right now, I think, trying to find the pitch that he can consistently get over for strikes. Here's the 1-0. And that fastball cued back to the backstop. 95 on the speedometer that time, 1-1. Lights are on all the way around, but not really needed at this point. A little bit of haze in the skies. Not a whole lot of cloud cover, but some, and the 1-1 swung on and missed. Slider dove away, and it's 1-2. Danos went after it anyway. Kendry Maduro is on deck. If Danos can extend the inning. The 1-2. Bouncer down the third baseline, taken by Buford behind the bag. He sets, fires to first in time, and the inning is over. But Frederick plates four runs in the inning on two hits. The big one, A.J. Shavers, three-run homer to left center. Nobody left, two innings gone. Frederick leads it 5-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the third inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Addison Smith takes the first pitch of the third inning outside for a ball. The switch-hitting shortstop, again batting as a lefty against Hunter Bell, the Frederick starter, and the 1-0. That is lifted in the air, foul, third base side, headed toward the Spikes bullpen, which here in Frederick, both bullpens are in play. They are down the lines, the Spikes down the left field line, the Keys down the right field line, but they are open. And actually, the pitching areas are very next to the catching areas are next to the foul lines. Now the warning track both sides. 1-1 fastball misses, 88 miles an hour, 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Bouncer back through the box, skitters into center field and hops into center for a base hit. So Addison Smith notches the fourth Spikes hit of the night. And the leadoff man aboard here in the third. That'll bring Ethan Mendoza to the plate. Mendoza, the Spikes second baseman, singled. Stole second base, his fifth steal of the year, got to third on a throwing error on the play, and scored on Tyler Wilson's double. Wilson on deck right now. Bell set at the midsection, pitch. That went up high, and Cercona came up looking to throw, and ball tumbled out of his hand. Not far enough away for Smith to actually move, though. Ball one to Mendoza. And Ethan among the league leaders in several categories as well. Fourth in batting average coming in. And the pitch. There goes Smith. Pitches a strike. Throw to second. High again. This one corralled by the shortstop, or rather by the second baseman, Arnold. But it's a stolen base for Addison Smith. And the Spikes have had a lot of success on the base paths this year. That's now 21 steals in 24 attempts for the Spikes as a team. And a 1-1 count as Smith now is 3-for-3 in steals. Fastball missed inside, 2-1 the count to Ethan Mendoza. Bell looks in to Cirkonic, gets what he likes. Here's the 2-1. Smith bluffs a steal off second. The fastball at 88. A strike over the outer edge to the righty Mendoza. 5-2 Frederick here in the top of the third. Two home runs so far for the Keys. Mendoza waggles the bat in the right-handed box. Bell taking his chime now has what he likes. A lot of leeway here in the early going on the pitches as the 2-2 misses low and away, 3-2 the count. And Sirkonik having some equipment trouble as he doffs the mask. He's coming over to the first base dugout, and I think there's a problem with his mitt. So he will need a new glove, gets one, changes from the black glove to the black and tan glove. And now he'll make sure it fits. That's why a good catcher always carries a couple mitts. More than likely you've got the gamer, but because of the way these fastballs just pound in there, it can definitely do a number on the Webbing. Payoff pitch. Mendoza chops it left side, high to the shortstop. Maduro juggles a bit, his throw to first, wide, and gets past DeRiggi. On to third goes Smith. Ethan Mendoza scurries to second. Not a lot of foul ground here, so DeRiggi able to retrieve it, no problem. But now runners are at second and third, and that'll be the second error of the night. It will be a base hit, actually. It was a tough play for Maduro. He's going to his right, high chopper. He's looking to hurry the throw. So Mendoza will get credit for the single, but then the errant throw to allow him to move to second. And Smith to move to third. Now here's Tyler Wilson now. Smashed a double in the first inning to knock in the first spikes run. 3-2 base hits in his last two games. Now the pitch. And he lifts this one into the right center field gap. That's going to score two. Drops in and it skips past Shaver. Smith scores, Mendoza scores, Wilson settles into second, and the spikes have trimmed the deficit. It's now 5-4. And Tyler Wilson with two more RBIs. And he may well get credit for a straight double here. They've put the sixth hit of the night up, and I think they're going to say that Wilson was moving all the way. He was thinking two off the bat, and so the ball slipping past Shaver didn't really factor in that. Three RBIs tonight, four total bases, and we're only in the third inning. Here's Cam Buford now. He knocked in a run with his single in the first. Turns away from the breaking ball high. 1-0 the count. Here's the set by Bell and the 1-0. Fastball low. 2-0 the count. Well, these two pitchers opposed each other as starters last Saturday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Bell actually was the second man in that game. But production wasn't like this against them last Saturday as Buford skies it foul down the right field line. It ricochets off the fence, which is only about 2 feet to the right of the foul line. And Brennan Orff went sliding over trying to make a play. And it's just out of his reach. It's 325 feet down the lines, 400 to center field here. A symmetrical ballpark. And again, three rows of billboards, but only the first one is the true outfield wall, and that is 9 foot high all the way around. Two balls and a strike. Bell delivers, and Buford cues it foul at the plate. It's 2-2. In fact, I was reading up a little bit on Harry Grove Stadium, now known as Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, and actually was the site of a short-lived East Coast Fall League that Major League Baseball put together, Maryland Fall Baseball. There's a team here in Frederick, and Buford sends this one deep to right center field. Shaver going back, he's at the wall, he leaps, and makes the catch. He robs Cam Buford of a home run. Tyler Wilson alertly. No, they're going to reverse it. They say home run. It looked at first like Shaver had it, but he didn't. Dustin Fields stayed with it. Now Shaver had us all fooled, and Cam Buford has a home run instead. A two-run shot. And the Spikes are back out in front, 6-5, as Cam Buford with his second home run as a Spike. A.J. Shaver had us all fooled. He came in looking like he had the ball, but maybe that's what he was trying to do, is fool us, and he didn't have the ball in his mitt. So three RBIs for Buford, three RBIs for Wilson so far. And Aberdeen pitching coach Willie Collazo out to chat with Hunter Bell. And there is now some action starting in the Frederick bullpen down the right field line. That's the seventh hit of the night for the Spikes. Their third for extra bases. So after Frederick smashed homers in each of the first two innings, it's the Spikes doing so in the third, thanks to Cam Buford. And now the pitch to Chase Call. The base is empty. No outs. And Call, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout up. One ball, no strikes. Bell missed with a fastball first time. Next offering, in tight, ball two. Again, there's nobody out, and Wilson did the right thing. He went back to tag in case the catch was made and headed to third, and then the umpires eventually signaled home run. Here's the 2-0. Fastball low and away, 3-0 to Call. So again, nobody out here in the top of the third. And a 6-5 lead for the Spikes. Gabe Stark's off the hook for sure, the pitch. That's in tight, ball four. And Chase Call's been doing this all season long. Again, he was second in the Big West in on-base percentage, led the league in walks. And he receives the base on balls here. And now, Luke Napleton, the batter. Napleton, the DH, is 0-for-1. He flied out to right field his first time up. Left-hander warming up for Frederick is Nate Lamb, who started with Bell following last Saturday in State College. The pitch, that's a called strike on the outer half, 0-1. Took a little something off the fastball, but got it over. Bell sets, delivers. Fades in, called strike over the outer portion of the plate. 0-2 the count. Napleton takes a look back. Learns where those were. Call leading off first. And there he goes on the 0-2. The pitch is a ball low. Throw down to second. And the tag applied by Arnold. He is out. And Call a bit frustrated with himself. Chase will head back to the dugout. Now the base is empty, and there is one out here in the top of the third. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch has popped up on the infield, right side, into foul territory goes DeRiggi at the first base coach's box. He makes the catch. Now two away. That'll bring Matthew Bardawell to the plate. Bardawell, the left fielder, was hit by a pitch in the second, his first time up. Four hits his last two games. And a 6-5 lead for the Spikes. We're only in the top of the third inning. Of course, two nights ago, Williamsport and West Virginia were in a slugfest at historic Bowman Field. That one finished up 12-10. Williamsport scored 8 runs in the first inning but had to come back to win. Here tonight, we'll see how it goes in this one. 0-1 now to Bardawell after the fastball hit the outer edge, but the next pitch low for a ball. Again, a fastball at 89. 1-1 the count. Bell looks in for the sign from Sirkonik, and the pitch. And that is a ground to right side. Backhanded by DeRicky going to his right. A throw behind him almost to the pitcher, Bell, who does a nice job tracking it down, going to the bag, and stepping on it for the out. That's where PFP, pitcher's fielding practice, really comes in handy. A nice play by Hunter Bell. But the Spikes score four runs in the third inning. A two-run double for Tyler Wilson. A two-run homer, as it turns out, for Cam Buford. Four hits, one error in the frame, nobody left. Two and a half gone, 6-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
DUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Gabe Stark's first pitch at the bottom of the third inning is a swing and a miss strike to Kendry Maduro. Maduro, number one in the league in several offensive categories, grounded into a double play his first time up. He leads off the Keys third as the number three hitter in the order. And the 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-2. Brady Cirkonic, Irvin Escobar to follow in the meet of the Frederick lineup. And it's likely that Hunter Bell's night is done for Frederick. Nate Lamb continues to warm. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Grant Latcher with the tag at the plate. He did not need to throw. Ball was in the dirt, but he picked it up. The quick tag completes the second strikeout of the night for Gabe Starks. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Here's Brady Cirkonic, cleanup man. 0-for-1, struck out against Starks in the first, and the pitch, a breaking ball, check a swing, and appeal down to first, no go, says Dustin Fields. 1-0 the count. I mentioned Cirkonic's numbers earlier on in the game, his first at bat. Again, 470 batting average, 27 homers, 107 RBIs, a mighty cut at a fastball, misses 1-1. And not only were those impressive numbers, they netted him the JUCO Triple Crown this year. He was the only junior college player out of Connors State that was on the Golden Spikes Award midseason watch list for the best player in all of college baseball. Here's a liner, deflects off the mitt of Starks and into center field. Mendoza trying to go to his right to snag it. That just caught a little piece of leather, altered the trajectory, and Ethan couldn't quite track it all the way. It'll be a base hit. Remember, on a ball back through the box, the batter always gets the benefit of the doubt, or the pitcher does, I should say, especially when it comes off the bat at 88 miles an hour. Got to the plate at 93, came back at 88. Reaction time has to be considered. Here is Irvin Escobar now, the DH, grounded out to third, his first time up. Slider low. 1-0 the count. Starks goes to the rosin bag, and now back to the top of the hill. 6-5 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third. Gabe sets at the belt, a 1-0. And this one lifted in the air right field, but Wilson only has to backpedal a couple of steps before making the catch. The fly out to right keeps Cirkonic at first. Two away. He here in the bottom of the third inning. Now Brennan Orff the batter. Orff the right fielder walked and scored in the second. Frederick with the long ball tonight. Bryce Arnold on the first pitch of the game for Gabe Starks. Goes deep to right field for a solo homer. A.J. Shaver lurking at the bottom of the order with a three-run line drive homer to left center. That was in the second inning. Fastball down and in. 91 miles an hour. 1-0 the count. The Spikes have been swinging the heavy bats as well. Three extra base hits of their own. And Cam Buford's two-run homer, as it turns out, gave the Spikes this 6-5 lead. So Starks right now on top of things. 1-0. Slider misses high and away. 2-0 the count. Orff in the left-handed box. Sirkonik taking the lead off first. Lamb with the fellow relievers guarding his backside behind him. There's also somebody behind the catcher down the right field line to protect, as these bullpens are not fenced off from the rest of the field. Ball can get away. Pitch inside, ball three to Orff. And that's the same on both sides. So plenty of protectors needed. Here's the 3-0 right down Broadway for a strike. Orff was not going to take a 3-0 cut. Three balls and a strike. Jock Jones, the hitting coach for the Frederick Keys. I'm sure he has a part to play in that. And that pitch misses low, ball four. Taking off for second was Sirkonik. He makes it. It's a moot point, though. He won't get credit for the steal because it was ball four. So first and second with two down and Brennan DeRigge the batter. But Sirkonik did get a tremendous jump. He would have had the steal if that pitch had been in the zone. First and second, two down, bottom of the third. Brennan DeRigge, who drew a four-pitch walk his first time up, stands in the left-handed box. Starks to the plate. Fastball missed inside. Tried to go low in the zone, but too far in. Ball one. And there's now right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen just beginning as well. Jadavion Lacy is getting warm. Here's a fair ball, a liner just inside the bag at first and rolling all the way into the right field corner. Sirkonik scores. Orff rounding third. He will score. The helmet flying off on his way home. And Brennan DeRigge with a two-out, two-run double to give Frederick the advantage back. 7-6, and we are only in the bottom of the third inning. And we talked about how Dave Tremblay has told his squads two-out production can just be demoralizing to the opposition because they figure with two outs in the inning, they're right on the verge of getting out of it, and you come right back and take the lead back. Here's Trevell Johnson, and the first pitch bunted foul behind the plate. 0-1. Johnson had a ground ball single to left his first time up. Turvell out of Compton College, Atlanta, Georgia native, and he swings at this one and lifts it deep to center. Aiden Howard going back on it at the warning track. He reels it in. There haven't been a whole lot of Spike center fielders who've gone back on a ball as well as Aiden Howard, all of 17 years old, has in his time with the Spikes. But Frederick scoring a pair of runs, two hits, the two-out double by DeRigge, the big one. One runner left on base. It's the first one of the night for the Keys. And at the end of three, it's Frederick 7, State College 6. Seems like we've had a full game already, but we got six innings to go tonight on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology.
With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment. Into the fourth inning, and our first pitching change of the night is for Frederick after Hunter Bell went three innings on the mound. Bell allowing six runs, all of them earned on seven hits and a walk. He did strike out one batter. He hit a batter as well, 65 pitches, 39 of them for strikes, and he gives way now to the left-hander, Nate Lamb. Lamb this season has made three appearances. Two of them have been in a starting role. No record, a 4.26 ERA in 6 1/3 total innings. He's allowed five runs, three of them earned on five hits. Eight strikeouts to three walks. One-hit batsman, a .208 opponent's batting average. He did face the Spikes last Saturday night, starting and going three innings, allowing two runs on three hits and a walk while striking out four. He'll face Grant Lasher, Aiden Howard, and Addison Smith, the 8-9-1 batters for the Spikes here in the fourth. Frederick now leading 7-6 in this game. It's been a slugfest as the first pitch to Lasher is a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike, inner portion of the plate. 0-1 to Lasher, who grounded into a double play his first time up. Lamb with the abbreviated windup and the pitch fouled to the right side. 0-2. Lamb out of Young Harris College in South Carolina. He went 8-1 this year with a 3.53 ERA, 90 strikeouts to just 28 walks in 89 1/3 innings. Here's the 0-2. Upstairs, ball one. But he is set to now head to Mississippi State, national champion of recent vintage. He was originally committed to transfer to Clemson, but switched up to Mississippi State back in 2018. He was the number two left-handed pitcher in all of South Carolina coming out of high school. The 1-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Lasher tried to check his swing, could not. That's the first strikeout for Nate Lamb tonight, the second for Frederick pitching. One gone to the top of the fourth, and here is Aiden Howard, the Spike center fielder, 0-for-1. He flat out to right his first time up. State College playing tonight, then tomorrow night at 6 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. here in Frederick before an off day Monday, and then a six-game homestand starting on Tuesday. Fastball and a called strike in the inside corner to Howard, now batting as a righty. He a switch hitter, like the man on deck, Addison Smith. 0-1 the count. Lamb delivers. And Howard sends this one skyward to left center field, but A.J. Shaver, the center fielder, is over for it. He does make the catch. We can confirm that here on the warning track in left center. Off the bat at 92, and Aiden's had a couple of those this year. Hard hit balls, but his opposite numbers in the outfield are able to chase them down. Here's Addison Smith now, the shortstop, 1-for-2. Singled, stole a base, and scored back in the third inning. He grounded out in the first. First pitch to him here in the fourth is high for a ball. 92 on the fastball from Lamb. Maybe a bit borderline, but Smith will windmill the bat in the right-handed box. Lamb delivers. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of the breaking ball there. Slider makes it 1-1. Nate Lamb, 6'5", 235 pounds. He is 23 years of age out of Chesney, South Carolina. And the 1-1. That is down and in for a ball, 2-1. And the pitch. That is cued down the first base line, but rolls foul into the Frederick bullpen. 2-2 to Smith. 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors for State College. 7 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Frederick. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the 2-2. Fades in and a called strike 3, and the inning is over. So Nate Lamb with a 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Frederick. And at the end of 3.5, it is Frederick 7, State College 6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The State College Spikes return home for a 6-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the fourth inning, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. After Gabe Starks went the first 3 innings, allowing 7 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 54 pitches, 30 for strikes. He gives way to Jadavion Lacy. You talk about the young guys up the middle. Well, the mound is in the middle of the field as well. Jadavion, just 18 years of age, out of Tyler, Texas, Tyler High School, headed to Angelina College to start his collegiate career. And a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Lacy, 5'11", 180 pounds. And he is making his third appearance of the year. No record yet, 11-5, 7 ERA. 2 1/3 total innings, 3 runs against him on 3 hits, 5 walks, 1 strikeout. That one a strike. It is 1-1 to A.J. Shaver, who starts off the bottom of the fourth inning. And a reminder, fans, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Fastball missed inside, 1-1 the count. Rene Rivera will actually come down from the third base coaching box to chase down that foul ball and toss it to his dugout. I think he's, as he was trotting down, he's like, where are you guys? Right, all clear now is Lacey pitching from the stretch at the belt, the 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1 the count. No other changes in the field. It's still Tyler Wilson at first, Ethan Mendoza at second, Addison Smith at short, Cam Buford at third. Outfield, Matthew Bardwell in left, Aiden Howard in center, and Chase Call in right with Grant Lasher doing the catching. Here's the 3-1. Fastball swung on and missed. The high heat there, and the count is full. Here's the set by Lacey in the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lasher will have to dig it out of the dirt, throw it down to first to complete the strikeout. He does. That is the third strikeout of the night for Spikes Pitching, and it is brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Here's Bryce Arnold now, second baseman, led off the Keys' first inning with a solo homer to right. He flied out to left field in the second. Now facing Lacey for the first time and the pitch. And that's line foul, third base side, and the kiddies chasing after it on the grass berm. 0-1 the count. Tomorrow a 6 p.m. start time here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Jordan Hamburg will be on the mound for the Keys. Kellen Hoover gets the start for the Spikes. Pitch bounced foul, third base side, 0-2. Hoover, a right-hander who has had two outstanding appearances this year, is one he'd rather forget as well. But on balance, he's been a tremendous pitcher. He started opening night, June the 1st, in Williamsport, through four hitless innings. Lacey's 0-2, lifted in the air, off the handle of the bat, into center field. Aiden Howard underneath it makes the catch. Two away in the bottom of the fourth. Now Luca Dano's up, the third baseman, 1-for-2, singled in the first, grounded out in the second inning. Dano's into the right-handed box. Meanwhile, back in Happy Valley, they planned on having the PIAA State Baseball Championships, the last three games to be played today, but all three of them, due to the forecasted weather, were postponed this morning. They'll all take place tomorrow, starting at 10:30. The game times will be the same. 10:30 for the 2A title game between Baldy Galeria and Mount Union, 1:30 for the 4A title game between Belfont and Dallas, and 4:30 for the 6A title game between Father Judge and Mount Lebanon. Breaking ball to Danos, just missed outside. One ball and no strikes. Danos levels the bat in the right-handed box. 7-6 lead for the Keys. And the 1-0 foul to the right side. It's 1-1. Of course, last night, or yesterday throughout the day, and finishing last evening, it was Clarion winning the Pennsylvania 1A state title against DuBois Central Catholic by a score of 4-1. Class 3A, Riverside defeated Camp Hill 4-0. 1-1 pitch from Lacey. On the way, here it is. That one bounces in the dirt. Lasher will just get a new baseball. It's simply ball two, nobody on. The Class 5A title game went extras into an eighth inning. Of course, high school games are seven innings in length, but in eight innings, Shaler defeats Strathaven 9-8. What kind of drama will lurk? You've got two very local teams in Happy Valley. Belfont Area High School, the alma mater for both myself and Spikes president and general manager, Scott Walker. Here's a 3-1 breaking ball. Dips out of the zone, ball four. So a two-out walk, the first issued by Lacey tonight. And Kendry Maduro, the batter. Maduro was 0-for-2, grounded into a double play in the first, struck out in the third. And in case of Bald Eagle Area's matchup, of course, BEA is just 6 miles away from Bellefonte. The two high schools just 6 miles apart. And Bald Eagle Area is in an all-District 6 matchup against Mountain Union down in Huntington County. Pitch. That is a called strike over the outer edge. 0-1 off the breaking ball from Jadavion Lacey. Meanwhile, Bellefonte taking on Dallas from up in District 2, Northeast PA. Father Judge out of District 12, Mount Lebanon, the Whippeal champion. There goes the runner on the 0-1. Pitch swung on and missed. Lasher's throw to second will not be in time. It's a stolen base for Luca Danos. So Danos now 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts for the Keys this year. That's the first successful steal for Frederick tonight in their first attempt. And an 0-2 count to Maduro. Lacey, deep breath, a look to second. Steps off the rubber. No rules here in the Major League Baseball Draft League on mound or rubber disengagements. And the 0-2 grounder foul down the third baseline. Count remains the same at 0-2. We welcome those of you who are watching on the MLB Draft League stream powered by Pixalot. You can access it at MLBDraftLeague.com/streaming. Get video of every single game in the MLB Draft League. And it's also accessible, by the way, through the MLB app on Apple TV. Fastball upstairs, 1-2 the count. So wherever you can find the games, you can do so. And usually the home team's audio is on, but tonight a little switch here. And that's all right by me. Certainly all right by the Spikes here. Glad to be traveling into Frederick, a beautiful area here in the middle of Maryland as the 1-2, a breaking ball, dives out of the zone. 2-2 the count. We'll be here tomorrow and Sunday as well. Always a joy to travel around the MLB Draft League. Hopefully, if you're from out of the area, you're looking on to the action tonight, you'll come in and watch the action here at Nemeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Here's the 2-2. Fastball misses high. 3-2 the count. Maduro windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Lacey set at the belt. A look to second. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Jadavion Lacey bookends the inning with strikeouts. That one brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. One runner left on base, end of four here in Frederick. The Keys leading the Spikes 7-6 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org. Yep. Into the fifth inning, Ethan Mendoza swings at the first pitch of the frame from lefty Nate Lamb, and it's fouled away. To the right side, 0-1. Ethan 2-for-2 with two runs scored and a stolen base tonight. Spikes trailing the Keys 7-6, opener of a three-game series here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Mendoza with a bouncer down the first baseline. DeRiggi takes it on the second hop, steps on the bag. Two pitches, one out, and Nate Lamb has retired all four batters he has faced since entering the game. That's now six straight batters retired by Keys pitching after the flurry of scoring in the early going. Here's Tyler Wilson, who was a big factor in that early flurry. A double to score a run in the first inning. He also then scored himself. In the third inning, he doubled home a pair of runs and ended up scoring on Cam Buford's solo homer. Wilson and Buford with three RBIs apiece. Excuse me, a two-run homer by Buford. That'd be pretty interesting if multiple runs scored on a solo homer. Pitch down and in for a ball. Wilson lays off. 1-0 the count to Tyler. Again, 7-6, Frederick leading in the top of the fifth inning. The abbreviated windup from Lamb and the pitch outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Spikes back home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against West Virginia, featuring the return of Dollar Beer Nights to Mettler Field at Lebrano Park on Thursday. The 2-0 foul, that went off the catcher, Sirkonik, who just requests a new baseball. 2-1 to Tyler Wilson. Thirsty Thursdays, back to Dollar Beer Nights. $1 12-ounce select drafts, $2 12-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. And here's the 2-1 pitch. Bounce foul behind the plate again. It is 2-2 to Tyler Wilson. Plus, you've also got Walking Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday coming back, thanks to our friends at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Half-price wine and half-price line of Kugel Summer Shandy, 5:30 to 7:30. Here's the 2-2 to Wilson. Bounce to the left side. Cut off by the third baseman, Danos. Slings the throw to first. It's in time. Maduro is waiting on it, but Danos sort of jumped out in front, quickened the pace, picked up the out, and Lamb has retired all five batters he has faced. Now Cam Buford is up, and Buford, the third baseman, singled home a run in the first inning and then lifted a two-run homer in the third out to right center field. It looked like at first A.J. Shaver might have it in his mitt, but when he opened up the mitt, there was no baseball there. He leapt at the wall, and it's tough, kind of tough for me to see, at least, that he didn't actually have it. He certainly sold it enough before eventually revealing he didn't have the ball. Pitch low for a ball to Buford. And again, Cam will be participating on July 7th in one of those big showcases. He lifts this one to center field, and this one will be reeled in by A.J. Shaver in front of the blue wall. Saw that one. But do want to mention the inaugural HBCU Swingman Classic will be taking place July 7th, organized by Ken Griffey Jr. Cam Buford from Grambling University and the State College Spikes, Grambling State University and the State College Spikes, will be one of the participants. Three up, three down for the Spikes in the fifth. We're halfway home at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. 7-6 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful. beautiful.
But his dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Brady Cirkonik, Irvin Escobar, Brennan Orff, the 4-5-6 hitters due up for Frederick against Jadeveon Lacy, who recorded two strikeouts. He walked one batter but stranded him in the fourth inning. Gets the ball for a second inning of work. Pitching out of the stretch, facing the righty catcher, Brady Cirkonik, a breaking ball low. One ball and no strikes. Scores of other games on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Trenton leading West Virginia 2-0. Bottom of the fourth in Monongalia County Ballpark. Lacy with a 1-0. Fastball in tight. Two balls, no strikes. Mahoning Valley hosting Williamsport. 2-0 scrappers. Bottom of the fourth at Eastwood Field. Right now, Trenton in the lead in the MLB Draft League's first half standings, a game up on these Frederick Keys. The 2-0, fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. 2-1 now to Cirkonik. First time for Cirkonik to face Lacy. Jadeveon gets the sign from Grant Lasher in the 2-1 pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 3-1. The men's College World Series underway as well out in Omaha. Right now, Florida leading Virginia 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning there. The 3-1 pitch, sharp grounder into left field, a base hit. So Cirkonik aboard with his second hit of the night. It's the Keys' seventh as a team, so the hit column evened up. Frederick leading in the column that counts 7-6, and Irvin Escobar now the batter. The Frederick DH is 0-2, grounded out to third in the second inning, flied out to right in the third. Lacy comes set at the belt. The pitch. Fastball outside at 89 miles an hour, 1-0 the count. Earlier today, Oral Roberts defeated TCU 6-5 in the opener at the College World Series in Omaha. Lacy comes set. Here's the 1-0. There goes the runner. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down to second. Tag applied by Mendoza. Not in time. Cirkonik with the steal. Remember, back in the third, he took off on a 3-0 pitch and would have had a successful steal there, but it was ball four to Orff. This time he does earn credit for the steal. That is the key second of the night at Cirkonik's first as a member of Frederick. The Keys are now 26 of 33 as a team stealing bases this season. Irvin Escobar has a 1-1 count on him in the right-handed box. And Jadeveon Lacy tosses him the 1-1, the breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Lasher. No movement by Cirkonik off second. Of course, the other participants in the College World Series slated to play tomorrow, the bottom half of the bracket, bracket two. Wake Forest, the top seed in the tournament. Stanford, LSU, and Tennessee. The 2-1.
And this breaking ball looped to left. Bardwell on for it. Makes the catch. Sirkonik off second. The throw there in time. They double him off. Sirkonik had taken off for third. Bardwell did a great job. He feinted, raising the mitt as if he wasn't going to get to the baseball. And Sirkonik fell for the bluff. So a double play. It goes 7-4 on the putout. And there are two away. Brennan Orff, the right fielder, has walked twice, both against starter Gabe Starks. Right now is the pitcher of record in the game. Jadeveon Lacy sets. His first offering to Orff is a breaking ball that dips out of the zone for ball one. So tomorrow, Wake Forest will take on Stanford. LSU plays Tennessee. Now, of course, Wake, the top seed this year. Tennessee was last year's top seed, but lost in the Super Regionals to Notre Dame. A result that delighted Dave Tremblay, an ardent Notre Dame supporter. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball down and in. 2-0 the count. And again, Virginia and Florida playing right now. They're now in the top of the sixth. The Gators, the number two seed in the tournament, still leading the seventh-seeded Cavaliers. Five of the top eight seeds in the initial 64-team bracket did make it to Omaha. Grounder on to short, scooped up by Smith. Powers the throw to first in time, and the inning is over. One hit for the Keys, but nobody left. Five innings complete here in Frederick. Spikes trailing the Keys by the score of 7-6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Chase Call, Luke Napleton, Matthew Bardwell, the 5-6-7 hitters, due up for the Spikes, who trail the Frederick Keys 7-6. First pitch to Call, swung on and missed, 0-1. Nate Lamb has been outstanding in relief for the Keys. He's retired all six batters he's faced so far, and the Frederick left-hander on for his third inning of work. Pitch, fastball in tight at 89. One ball and one strike. It's a Call who struck out in the first inning, walked in the third before being caught stealing. Lamb delivers. And Call watches the slider dip out of the zone for ball two. Scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Marlins and the Nationals knotted at 5, top of the sixth in D.C. 2-1 to Call. Fastball missed low at 92. And the count now even up 2-2. The Mets leading the Cardinals 6-1. Bond with a sixth. Hard to believe that St. Louis is 15 games below 500 entering the night's action. Here's the 2-2. Sails high. Ball three. Actually, that is ball four. I beg your pardon. So Call draws the walk. Again, It was a frequent occurrence this spring at UC Irvine. He led the Big West Conference in walks. He has drawn two in his first four plate appearances with the Spikes. And here is Luke Napleton, the designated hitter, 0 for 2 tonight. Luke flied out in the first inning, fouled out in the third. 7-6 Frederick here in the top of the sixth. After teams traded haymakers in the opening three innings, it's been all zeros the last two. And here's a grounder on to third. Picked up off the ground by Danos. Throw to second and one out is all they'll get as Bryce Arnold had to go to a knee to make sure he handled that one cleanly. So call erased on the force play. Napleton with a fielder's choice. Now at first with one gone for Matthew Bardawell. Bardawell, who had three hits last night, including a triple, a monster solo shot on Wednesday, hit by a pitch in the second inning, grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the third. Lamb, the lefty, brings it. Fastball and a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Red Sox are all over the Yankees tonight at Fenway. 13-1. Justin Turner with a grand slam. Both Sox trying to get back to 500 as well. Breaking ball low and away. 1-1 to Bardawell. Meanwhile, the Braves lead the Rockies 8-0, top of the sixth. Blue Jays and Rangers scoreless going to the third in Arlington. A 1-1, a fastball and a called strike inside corner to Bardawell. 91 on the fastball, 1-2 the count. Reds and the Astros scoreless bottom of the third. They're going to the third in Kansas City. The Royals trailing the Angels 1-0. 1-2 to Bardawell. Lamb delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. And ball was in the dirt, but a runner already at first. So that strikeout, number three of the night for Nate Lamb, and number four for Frederick pitching, is the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Grant Lasher, the State College catcher, 0 for 2, grounded into a double play, struck out his first two times up. Brewers with a 3-1 lead on the Pirates, going to the bottom of the second. Buccos did get on the board with Carlos Santana's solo homer. First pitch to Lasher, foul back to the screen, 0-1. Later on tonight, the Guardians visit the Diamondbacks. The Padres host the Rays. Phillies and A's meet in Oakland. The Giants and Dodgers out in Chavez Ravine. And the White Sox visiting the Mariners. The 0-1 fades in outside, ball one to Lasher. And in the traditional Friday afternoon game at Wrigley Field, when the Cubs are at home, the homestanding Cubs did indeed defeat the Orioles 10-3 in the friendly confines. One ball, one strike, quick throw to first. Backstanding is Napleton. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Pitch homeward, Lasher skies it to center, playable for Shaver. Takes two steps to his right, lifts the mitt, makes the catch. The inning is over. Nate Lamb allows his first base runner in his three innings on the mound, but it goes for naught. A runner left on base, 5.5 gone. Still Frederick 7, State College 6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay, smart.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. So the Spikes trailing 7-6 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Jadeveon Lacy, two outstanding innings on the mound. He allowed no runs, just one hit and one walk. Through 33 pitches, 16 for strikes. He struck out two batters as well. Certainly his best outing as a Spike. And he now gives way to the right-hander, Derek Cherry. Cherry out of Baytown, Texas. McNeese State University, 6'1", 182 pounds. He is 22 years of age, making his second appearance for the Spikes. And his first pitch of the night is a fastball low and away at 94 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Charged with seven innings, his last appearance. Four hits, three walks, looking for his first strikeout as a Spike. One ball, no strikes, and Cherry to the plate. That's a swing and a miss. Fastball dove low on Brennan DeRiggi. 1-1 the count. And fans, the Spikes have called for relief here in the sixth inning, bringing in the new pitcher, Derek Cherry. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. The 1-1. Fastball down and in. Actually, took a little something off it there. 2-1 now to DeRiggi, who is 1-for-1 officially. He walked and scored in the second, then doubled in a pair of runs in the third with two outs. That gave the Keys the 7-6 lead that they have held here to the bottom of the sixth. Cherry was with the 2-1. That one missed high. 3-1 the count. Derek Cherry in this league last year is a member of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. He'll face his former team next weekend, to be precise, at Medler Field at Lebrano Park when the Scrappers visit Friday at 6:35, Saturday 6:35, Sunday 4:05. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees, 3-2 the count. Saturday night's game featuring a salute to John Williams fireworks show. That's because it is Adventure Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and it will serve as the culmination of the adventure hunt going on right now. The 3-2 liner broke the bat of DeRiggi, and it's fouled to the left side. So he will head to the dugout for a new piece of lumber. Meanwhile, you can win the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest. All you have to do is go to the six destinations on the adventure hunt from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Spikes: Talleyrand Park, downtown Bellefonte, Penn's Cave, and in Center Hall, the Pennsylvania Military Museum in Bowlesburg, the Nittany Lion Shrine on the Penn State campus, the Centennial Pigs in downtown State College, and the Roland Theater in Phillipsburg. Take a scenic shot or a selfie at each of those six destinations and send your photos to the Spikes in the HVAB. There's multiple ways to do it. We'll go over them in a moment. As a 3-2 to DeRiggi, sent deep to left field. Bardwell going back, and it is off the wall. So trotting into second is DeRiggi. He thought he might have a home run. Craig Kiewit trying to make the call. The base umpire headed out, but he couldn't definitively see it hit above. There is not, by the way, a yellow line here at Harry Grove Stadium. But the bottom portion of the wall, that is the actual outfield wall. The rest of it is set back, but visually there's not that yellow line there to delineate it, so it can be tough to tell, especially because the area he hit it out to in left field, there's a lot of white background billboards out there. So trying to pick out the ball amongst those is a little tougher than other areas. But he will get credit for a double, his second double of the evening. And here's Trevell Johnson, the left fielder, 1-for-2, RBI single in the second, scored a run in that inning, fly it out to center in the third. The pitch in the dirt gets away from Lasher, and chugging for third is DeRiggi. He makes it. See what the ruling is on that one, whether it be wild pitch or passed ball. Either way, DeRiggi just 90 feet away from another Keys run, with Frederick already leading 7-6. And the 1-0 fastball fired in, swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. That is a wild pitch that will send DeRiggi to third. The 1-1, and that's chop foul at the plate, and actually hit Johnson in his right hand, coming back up sharply off the ground. So he dropped the bat right away, held on to the hand. Rene Rivera will head down from the third base coaching box to have a chat with him. And, you know, Rene's got a smile on his face, so that's a good sign. Certainly, Cervell Johnson just needing to shake it off a little bit. But Johnson, one of the outstanding players of the Major League Baseball Draft League in the early going. He was originally committed to Georgia Tech, a native of Atlanta, ended up going to Compton. His younger brother, Tamar Johnson, was the fourth overall pick in the 2022 Major League Draft. This spring at Compton, he hit .378, three homers, 27 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases. League leader in many offensive categories. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Johnson. That's in the dirt, blocked by Lasher. Infield is up all the way around for the Spikes. And now, I don't know if it was a thumb guard, something orange just got tossed from the dirt circle surrounding the plate to the on-deck circle. I think Johnson may have discarded a thumb guard, maybe a sensor of some sort. Here's the 2-2. That one low and away, and it gets past Lasher to the backstop. Coming in from third is DeRiggi, and the Keys expand the lead to 8-6. I believe that'll be another wild pitch to bring it in. A 3-2 count to Johnson. Base is now empty, but it's a two-run game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cherry set. Glove away from the body at the midsection, and the payoff pitch down and in, ball four. He walked him. That'll bring A.J. Shaver to the plate. Shaver with a three-run homer, a line drive shot to left center in the second, and struck out in the fourth against Jadeveon Lacy. We're telling you about the adventure hunt from the Spikes and the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. The six destinations again: the Roland Theater, the Centennial Pigs, the Nittany Lion Shrine, Talleyrand Park, Penn's Cave, and the Pennsylvania Military Museum. Send in your photos from all six of those destinations to the Facebook event page as a throw to first gets Johnson diving back in. That page can be found at bit.ly/adventurehunt, or you can upload them to Instagram and tag both the Spikes at @state_college_spikes and the HVAB at Happy Valley PA. There goes Johnson. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second. The tag by Mendoza. It's in time. And Grant Lasher throws out a guy who it's very hard to catch on the base paths. Trubel Johnson was 8-for-10 coming in, the leading base stealer in the league, but he's now 8-for-11. 2-4 on the caught stealing, and the base is empty with one out. And an 0-1 count to Shaver now. Derek Cherry out of the stretch. And the right-hander delivers. Fastball hammers the inside corner for a strike. 0-2. And whether you send your photos to the Facebook event page or tag the Spikes and the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau on Instagram, you'll be entered and you will have a chance to win the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest as the 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. A little bit of treasure there for Derek Cherry, his first strikeout as a Spike. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountnittany.org to find a provider today. Two down in the bottom of the sixth, and here's the leadoff man, Bryce Arnold, the second baseman, with a solo homer to start the Keys' first inning. Then flyouts to left and center since. First pitch here is low, blocked by Lasher. Ball one. 6 o'clock game tomorrow. It's actually Star Wars night here in Frederick. The Spike Star Wars night will be coming up July 14th. And it won't be in a galaxy far, far away. It'll be a ballpark not too far away. Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Fan costumers will be on hand, imitating some of your favorite characters. And, of course, Star Wars music and clips part of the night. It's Comic-Con night as well. All part of that evening's activities. Tickets for that game and every game remaining on the Spikes 2023 home schedule available now. StateCollegeSpikes.com/tickets is your one-stop shop to buy and download tickets and find all the promotions. Sharp grounder to third, taken in by Cam Buford. Throw across the diamond in time. And the sixth inning comes to a close. Frederick adds another run on one hit. Nobody left. End of six. It's now Frederick 8, State College 6 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the seventh inning, Aiden Howard to lead it off for the Spikes, followed by Addison Smith and Ethan Mendoza. And Nate Lamb, who's only allowed one walk in three innings of work, it's a fourth inning of work, but Aiden Howard swings at the first pitch and lines it to left field. The first hit against Lamb, who came on in relief in the fourth inning. That is the Spikes' eighth as a team. It was 7-6 after three innings. Things had settled down. Frederick scoring a run in the sixth, but now the hit count even at eight. The Keys with two errors, the Spikes with none, but Frederick leads 8-6. The tying run now at the plate in the person of Addison Smith. The Spikes shortstop, leadoff man in the order, 1-for-3. He has singled, stolen a base, and scored in the game. And he waves the first pitch for a strike. 0-1, 89 over the outer edge. Howard leading off first. Five steals so far for him this year. The pitch homeward fades in for a called strike over the outer edge, 0-2. And activity in the Spikes bullpen. Nobody warming up just yet, but going to start scrambling into action soon. And it looks like the man that's going to be warming up is Ryan Zimmer, the Michigan right-hander. Throw to first gets Howard diving back in. Lamb, the lefty, set at the belt. Smith hitting as a righty. There goes Howard. The pitch swung on and fouled to the right side. Aiden will return to first. 0-2 remains the count to Addison Smith. And with the adventure hunt, by the way, not only can you enter for a chance at the $1,000 grand prize treasure chest that includes four tickets to a Spikes game, four tickets to Penn's game, four VIP tickets to the Central PA 4th Fest with VIP parking, and four tickets to a movie at the Roland Theater. Pass ball outside. Ball and two strikes to Smith. It also includes $150 gift card from the Tavern, $100 Belfont dollars, $100 gift card for Downtown State College. The 1-2 to Smith. Lifted foul right side out to the picnic area over there, just past the carousel. Still 1-2. $125 basket from Tate Farm and a $200 Spikes gift card. All part of that grand prize treasure chest, but that's not all. Throw to first. Howard dives back in with no tag. In addition, if you submit your photos from each of those six destinations, Talleyrand Park, the Centennial Pigs, the Nittany Lion Shrine, the Roland Theater, Penn's Cave, and the PA Military Museum, get something more as Howard takes off on the 1-2. Throw down to second, not in time. Howard may have slid underneath the tag there. The bigger bases, of course, this year, but Aiden Howard, plenty of speed, as he has not been caught this year. And that actually was his fifth stolen base. So into scoring position now. 2-2 the count to Smith. Lamb to the plate. High and away with the breaking ball, and the count is full. 3-2 to Addison Smith with Ethan Mendoza on deck. If you enter with those photos, you get two tickets to the Spikes game on Saturday, next Saturday the 24th as well. And the pitch. Upstairs a ball. And that is ball four to put Smith aboard. That's the second walk issued by Nate Lamb tonight in his three-plus innings. Runners at first and second. Nobody out for Ethan Mendoza. And a visit from Frederick pitching coach Willie Collazo now. Before Mendoza, who is 2-for-3, has scored a pair of runs and stolen a base, can step in. If you get those tickets, just mention Adventure Hunt at the Will Call window. And if you're one of the first 100 fans participating in the Adventure Hunt that comes to Saturday's game, you can head to the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau table on the concourse and get a special Spikes HVAB fedora, as Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny will premiere in just a couple of weeks. So you can get ready for that with a fedora of your own. Again, the first 100 fans in the Adventure Hunt will get that. The first 100 fans attending the game on the 24th. That are Adventure Hunt participants will get that. Here's a grounder to short to his right. Maduro sliding to the ground, juggled it. Everybody is safe. That's a tough play. I think he was trying to, going to his right, get a throw off to third to get the lead runner. But Tyler Wilson is now up, and it will be ruled an error. If that had been a play just to get a runner at first, it's probably a base hit, but because there was the chance at the force play at third and he juggled it and dropped it, that's probably why there's the error. So the bases are loaded with nobody out for Tyler Wilson, the first baseman, who's knocked in three runs tonight with a pair of doubles. Nate Lamb, the lefty, delivers, and Wilson bounces it foul, third base side. And still nobody warming up in earnest in the Spikes bullpen, but Ryan Zimmer is getting ready to do so. Spencer Hill right now acting as the guardian for everybody in the Spikes bullpen as the 0-1 to Wilson. Fastball down and away. Ball one. Cam Buford, who already has a home run tonight, is on deck. Spikes trailing 8-6, but threatening in the top of the seventh. Eight hits aside. Keys now with three errors in the game. The 1-1, and that's shot foul third base side. A ball and two strikes to Tyler Wilson out of Grand Canyon University. Dave Tremblay, Spikes manager, in the third base box. Not a whole lot of signs for Dave, but he is looking to wave some folks in. The 1-2. Fastball just low. Two balls and two strikes. One on the fastball, the sinker. Now the 2-2, and there's a called strike three. Busted him on the inside edge of the plate at 92 miles an hour. And Lamb with his fourth strikeout on the hill tonight. Bases remain loaded, however. There is still just one out, and Cam Buford strides to the dish. Buford knocked in a run with his single in the first. A two-run homer to center after A.J. Shaver briefly pulled the wool over our eyes. And then a fly out to center in the fifth. He flies out here. It'll likely score at least one run. The pitch. Fastball on a called strike. Low in the zone. Cam Buford asking where that one was. Gets the answer from Buzz Albert. Now turns his attention back to Lamb. Lefty on the mound. Righty at the plate. 0-1 the count. Lamb delivers. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with a breaking ball inside. It's 0-2. Chase Call on deck for the Spikes. Bases loaded, one out, down by two here in the top of the seventh. Lamb sets and delivers. That's a chopper foul down the third baseline. Luca Danos makes a token effort at it and then just lets it go into the grass. And that'll be scooped up by Jacob Odell, who finished last night's game for the Spikes. Odell, as a matter of fact, has made the most pitching appearances in the MLB Draft League this year. 0-2 to Buford, breaking ball, low and away. Cam checked his swing in plenty of time. I'll peel on it just in case. Why not? But Dustin Fields says no go well after the fact. It's a ball and two strikes. Lamb gets the sign. The 1-2. That's fouled back to the screen. Quite the battle between Cam Buford and Nate Lamb here. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Last one came in about 92 miles an hour. Lamb's 54th pitch tonight is a 1-2 inside, and it gets past Sirkonik. Coming in to score is Aiden Howard. Smith moves to third, Mendoza to second. That will likely be a passed ball to make it 8-7. That one was in tight on Buford, but deflected off the mitt of Sirkonik. And as it stands, it'll be an unearned run. But now, second and third, one out. Infield is up all the way around. 2-2 the count to Cam Buford. The set by Lamb. And the pitch. Down and in. Sirkonik gloves this one in the dirt. And the count is full. Cam Buford's had a great eye in this at bat. The tying run is at third base. The go-ahead run at second. The payoff pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Lamb reared back and fired at 92. Back-to-back strikeouts. But it is still second and third. Infield will now back up with two outs as Chase Call steps in. Well, Call has walked in each of his last two plate appearances. He struck out tonight as well. First base is open. Luke Napleton on deck for the Spikes. Lamb to the plate. And Call swings at this one. Lifts it. Foul. First base side out of play. Into the throng of kids is waiting on those foul balls in the grass berm that way. Strike one to Call. Tomorrow it's a 6 o'clock game here in Frederick. I'll be on with you at 5:45 with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Then a 1 o'clock game, afternoon contest on Sunday. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, inside corner for a strike at 92. That one rode the edge. It was well placed. Call tends to crowd the plate a bit in the right-handed box. He's trying to get at the outside pitch. 0-2 the count, two down. Here it is. Foul back to the backstop. 93 on the fastball. There is right-handed action just getting started in the Keys bullpen. Logan Tabling, the right-hander out of Illinois, getting set. So a couple of Big Ten guys warming up in the respective bullpens as Ryan Zimmer does start warming up in earnest in the Spikes bullpen down the left field line. 0-2, the count's a call. Second and third, two outs. The pitch, a liner into center field, base hit. Smith scores. Mendoza around third. The throw to the plate gets through the catcher. Slide from Mendoza. And he is safe with a go-ahead run. A.J. Shaver's throw was probably on target, but it bounced right through the five hole and allowed Mendoza to get home safely as Chase Call delivers a two-out, two-run single, and the Spikes are back out in front, 9-8. It has been back and forth, a high-scoring affair. It was a flurry in the early going, a relatively sedate middle of the game, and now things have opened back up. And here's Luke Napleton, who sends this one deep to left center field. Back goes Shaver, though, and he chases it down at the warning track. Now Napleton trying to jump right back on top of things after Call gave the Spikes the lead. But Shaver equal to the task. An eventful top of the seventh inning. The Spikes score three runs. They do so on two hits, an error, and a runner left on base. It's time to stretch here in Frederick. State College leading the Keys 9-8 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Derek Cherry's now the pitcher of record for the Spikes. He allowed one run on one hit, one walk, one strikeout in one inning of work. 19 pitches, 10 of them for strikes. But the Spikes have taken a 9-8 lead, and trying to preserve it here in the bottom of the seventh is Ryan Zimmer, the right-hander out of Michigan. Zimmer this season has made two appearances for the Spikes. He's allowed a run on three hits in two innings of work, four strikeouts to three walks. And he'll face the 2-3-4 batters, Luca Danos, Kenry Maduro, and Brady Sirkonic here in the seventh. First pitch to Danos. Fastball and a strike. Lower portion of the zone. As Danos is 1-for-2 this evening. Singled in the first, grounded out in the second, walked and stole a base in the fourth. Logan Tabling continues to warm in the Frederick bullpen. Zimmer's 0-1. Misses low at 90 miles an hour. Evens the count. Again, Jadeveon Lacy, two scoreless innings. Got to credit him. He kept the Spikes in it. It was a 7-6 game as he was pitching. Keys did bump it up to 8-6, but State College with three runs in the top of the seventh to take the lead. 1-1 breaking ball, misses low, 2-1 the count. Here's the set by Zimmery. He goes exclusively from the stretch, and the 2-1 bounce to the left side, taken on the second hop by Smith. High throw to first, and it pops out of the mitt of Wilson. So Danos is aboard. That may be the first Spikes error of the game, and it is. He sixth the call. So the leadoff man is on, and here is Kendry Maduro, the shortstop 0-for-3. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the first, struck out in the third, struck out in the fourth. Maduro came in among the league leaders, actually topping the league in batting average and OPS, and the Spikes have stifled him tonight. Ryan Zimmer facing him for the first time in this game on the pitch. Swung on and missed. High fastball 92. Maduro did get a piece of it, but it went straight into the mitt of Grant Lasher. It's still Lasher behind the plate. Tyler Wilson at first. Ethan Mendoza at second. Addison Smith at short. Cam Buford at third. Outfield, Matthew Bardwell in left. Aiden Howard in center. And Chase Call in right. Been that way since the start. Here's the 0-1. Fastball in tight. Maduro backs away. One ball, one strike. Two runs in the first. Four in the third. Three in the seventh for State College. It's been all crooked numbers for their scoring. The Keys with one in the first, four in the second, two in the third, and one in the sixth. A set by Zimmer. Quick throw to first. Danos dives back in safely. No tag. Nine runs on nine hits, one error for State College. Eight runs on eight hits, three errors for Frederick. And there have not been a whole lot of runners left on base in this game. Just three for the Spikes in the first seven innings. Just two for the Keys in their first six times the plate. There goes Danos on the 1-1. Pitches in the dirt. Throw to second. And Lasher did a nice job just getting the throw there. Approximately the same time Danos slid in. And it's a stolen base. Luca Danos' second steal of the night. It was a breaking ball in the dirt. Profoundly hard pitch for a catcher to gather in and get a clean throwaway. And again, credit Lasher. He really didn't have much of a shot at him, but he got it there where he gave himself a shot. Here's the 2-1. Fastball in tight, 3-1. Skies have darkened fully over Frederick. The lights taking over as the source of sight here in the bottom of the seventh. The wind now blowing out to left center field, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Here's the 3-1. Fastball low, ball four. So runners now at first and second, and here is Brady Sirkonic. The catcher, the JUCO Triple Crown winner, is 2-for-3. Struck out in the first inning. Singled and scored in the third. Singled, stole second, then was doubled off second base in the fifth. On a fly ball to left. Temperatures dip down to 70 degrees right now. It'll go down to 59 overnight here in Frederick, but we'll be in the 80s tomorrow at game time. And the first pitch to Sirkonic in the dirt. Blocked by Lasher. No movement by the runners. One ball and no strikes. Joe Putnam along with you here from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium down in Frederick, Maryland. Opener of this three-game series between the Spikes and the Keys. It's the back half of the Spikes' six-game road trip after they fell 2 out of 3 to the Thunder in Trenton. 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball in 93. And the count evens up 1-1. After this series, an off day Monday, Walking Taco Tuesday awaits Spikes fans to start a six-game homestand this coming Tuesday, 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. The 1-1, and that's fouled behind the plate, 1-2. Walking Taco Tuesday means half-price walking tacos at the salsa stand, the cart behind home plate, as well as Burgertopia in right field, which becomes Tacotopia. and still offers the great gourmet burgers as well and other designated ballpark locations. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long. Walking Taco Tuesday, a tradition. I think you can truly say unlike any other. Fastball missed low. It's ball two. Evens the count to Brady Cirkonic. Danos leads off second. Maduro off first. After Maduro reached base for the first time tonight. Infield playing back. Smith keeping an eye on Danos leading off second. And Zimmer steps off the rubber. The big man from Michigan, St. Clair, his hometown, in the mitten, as they call it there. 21 years old, 6'5", right-hander. And the 2-2. Breaking ball line, a fair ball down the left field line. Danos rounds third, he will score. Maduro will be coming in as well. The throw from left is cut off. And it's a two-run double for Brady Cirkonic, and Frederick is back out in front. 10-9. No lead is safe tonight. Not until the final out of this one is anybody going to have any sort of relief. Here is Irvin Escobar now. Nine hits aside. Escobar, the DH, is 0-3. With Maduro having reached, he's now the only member of the Keys order that hasn't reached base safely tonight. And he breaks his bat on a slow grounder to third. Buford digs it out of the mitt, throw across the diamond in time. Cirkonic stays at second. One gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. That is the sixth inning now. This bottom of the seventh is the sixth half inning with a crooked number. And we aren't done yet. We got two more full innings, at least. Here's Brennan Orff, the right fielder, 0-1 with a pair of walks, and he scored twice tonight. Pitch, that is Luke foul toward the third base side into the seats. 0-1 the count. Tabling still warming up in the Frederick Penn, the right-hander out of Illinois. He'll get the eighth for Frederick. The 0-1. That's Luke Fowle, left side, over the concession stands, out to the park and the parking lot. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The set, the 0-2. In the dirt, blocked by Lasher. No movement by Cirkonic off second. One ball and two strikes. Keys in their white jerseys tonight. The Keys in script across the front. Numbers in the lower left, both in black outlined in orange. Numbers in black on the back outline and orange as well with the white pants. The 1-2, check swing. Did he go? He did not, and he didn't foul it either. The pitch was in the dirt. Lasher applied the tag just in case, but it's ball two. Keys also wearing their black caps with the orange bills and the Frederick logo on the front. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Gray pants, the navy blue caps. The Ribbon S logo on the front. The 2-2, a breaking ball high. And the count is full. This one may well be a fastball. The set by Zimmer, a check of second. Here's the payoff pitch. Grounder to the right side and into right field, a base hit. Cirkonic around third will be held there by Rene Rivera. And the throw slips past a couple of fielders, but Zimmer there to back up the pitcher. Orff not getting a chance trying to go to second. Cirkonic now at third, and here's Brennan DeRigge. DeRigge is 2-for-2 and has reached base three times tonight. DeRiggi walked and scored in the second. Doubled home a pair of runs with two outs in the third. And then doubled and scored in the sixth. At the time, he scored what was the insurance run. Give Frederick a two-run lead. Well, the Spikes with three in the top of the seventh to take the advantage themselves. The Keys have scored two more here in the bottom of the seventh to retake the lead. Zimmer delivers. Breaking ball called strike on the outer edge, 0-1. There is no action in the Spikes bullpen. This is Zimmer's game right here and now. Shrug of the shoulders as he comes set at the midsection. The 6'5 righty delivers the 0-1. That's a breaking ball, and it gets away from Lasher to the backstop. Trotting in from third is Sirkonic. The wild pitch makes it 11-9 Frederick. Orff moves to second. Tonight's attendance here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, 5,072. And the fans are probably the loudest they've been all night right now. One ball, one strike. Zimmer delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. They're batting around some balloons in the stands as well. The youth umpires out en masse tonight. Third base side having a nice group outing, and group outings available at Medler Field and Lebronto Park. A variety of areas. Email groups at statecollegespikes.com. A 1-2 fastball down and in, 2-2 the count. We've got plenty of groups that are going to be joining us at Medler Field at Lebronto Park for the Spikes homestand next week. You can still be part of it. Bring out your coworkers, your family. Geisinger Champions Club, a luxury suite there. Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, breaking ball in the dirt, gets away from Lasher again, and on to third goes Orff. That'll be another wild pitch. It's a full count to Brennan Orff, a runner now at third base, one out. And Cam Buford relaying the signal from the bench to bring the infield in. Outfielders are going to come in as well, trying to cut off the run at the plate. And there's one gone, so it's going to have to be a throw made. Payoff pitch. Fastball in tight. Ball four. And now we'll see what the strategy is. With runners at the corners and one out, Terrell Johnson coming to the plate. Another one of the leading hitters in the MLB Draft League. He is 1-for-2, has reached base twice. RBI single in the second, a fly out to center in the third, a walk in the sixth. He has scored a run, but he's also been caught stealing. The MLB Draft League's leader in steals with 8 of them so far, but Grant Lasher able to throw him out at second. First and second, one out, so the Spikes will play it. Wilson will hold DeRiggi on at first. Buford's going to play back at third. Spikes are going to look for two. Infield back at double play depth. But the outfield is going to stay up. Johnson in the right-handed box. Zimmer, deep breath, the pitch. That's looped toward right. Wilson has to go back on it. Now circles underneath it, makes the catch. Orff tags from third. The throw will not make it to the plate. It's a sacrifice fly for Terrell Johnson to make it 12-9 Keys. Here in the bottom of the seventh. DeRiggi held at first. And now A.J. Shaver, the eighth batter of the inning. The center fielder has delivered a three-run homer of his own tonight. That was back in the second. Seems like ages ago. He has struck out twice since then. 12-9 Frederick, bottom of the seventh. There is now right-handed action getting ready in the Spikes bullpen. It's Douglas Bauer. And the pitch, chopped to the right side, over Mendoza and into right field. And going, trying for third is DeRiggi. The throw will not be in time. It's cut off and a throw back to first behind the runner, Shaver, and the tag applied. Alert play by Addison Smith, cutting off the throw to third, going to first. And retiring Shaver, who will get credit for the single, but is thrown out 9-6-3. Frederick, however, posts four runs in the bottom of the seventh on three hits, one error, and one runner left on base. At the end of seven full, it is Frederick 12, State College 9 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
DUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Into the eighth inning, and Frederick going back to the bullpen is Nate Lamb. Had three stellar innings. Things shook up on him in the seventh, but Lamb goes four innings, charged with three runs, all earned on two hits, two walks. He did strike out five batters through a total of 61 pitches, 44 strikes, and he now gives way here in the top of the eighth inning to the right-hander Logan Tabling, who delivers a fastball outside on the right-handed hitting left fielder Matthew Bardawell. Bardawell is 0-for-2 and has been hit by a pitch tonight. He swings with a 1-0, misses. It's 1-1. Matthew was our guest pregame on Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, talking about his three-hit game yesterday, the towering homer he hit, and he has credited a lot of his successes of late to the coaching staff here in State College. As the 1-1 lifted toward the right field corner, tailing, but chased down by Brennan Orff for the first out in the eighth. That'll bring up Grant Lasher. Lasher is 0-for-3, rounded into a double play, struck out, flied out. In the right-handed box, though, chance to try to key a Spikes resurgence, which they'll need, trailing 12-9 here in the top of the eighth. First pitch fastball is low from Tabling, 1-0. Next offering, chopped foul at the plate, 1-1 the count. Logan Tabling has made four appearances this year for Frederick, an 0-1 record, a 24.55 ERA. 0-for-1 in save opportunities in 3 2/3 innings. He's been charged with 10 runs on 8 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Pitch misses. Now Tabling set. The next one to Lasher. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Tabling delivers. And that one, a soft grounder on to second. Scooped up by Arnold, throw to first in time. Two away. Spikes with 4 outs to work with. Douglas Bauer continues to warm in the Spikes bullpen. He'll get the bottom of the eighth inning. And here's Aiden Howard. Howard really got things going in the Spikes rally in the seventh against Lamb, who had looked near untouchable before that, by lining the first pitch he saw into left field for a base hit, and then stole second and scored. And the pitch, that's inside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering. Foul tip in and out of the mitt of Cirkonic. It's strike one. In any case, no further action in the Frederick bullpen right now. A three-run lead. Now, with a three-run lead or less, you can pitch one or more innings and get the save. Fastball low and away, 2-1 the count. If you pitch three or more innings to finish the game, no matter what the score is, you get a save. You can also get a save if you come in and finish the game with a tying run on base at the plate or on deck. And the 2-1 pitch to Howard is fouled back. All right, check that. The pitch is fouled back to make it 2-2. Next offering. Upstairs, Aiden, a nice job laying off. He's had a keen batting eye beyond his years. Just 17 years old out of Texas. Aiden slated to head to Dallas Baptist. Start his collegiate career in the payoff pitch. A breaking ball and a called strike three. Tabling reeled off the curve. It dropped off the table. And he sets the spikes down in order in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. 12-9 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Now the Spikes headed into the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 12-9 now. And another change on the mound as the right-hander Douglas Bauer enters the game. Bauer, a native of Houston, out of Tyler Junior College in Texas. He is making his fourth appearance of the year, no record, of 2.25 ERA. Four total innings of work. He's allowed a run on three hits, two strikeouts to six walks, one hit batsman. Opponents batting just 214 against him. Bauer last was on the mound Tuesday night in Trenton. Went two innings, allowed a run on a hit and a walk. He struck out two in that outing. And delivers his first pitch here, a breaking ball outside to the leadoff man in the Frederick order, Bryce Arnold, the second baseman. 1-for-4, but that hit a big one, a solo homer to open up the Keys half of the first inning. 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Joe Putnam along with you here in Frederick. And if you're watching on the MLB Draft League stream powered by Pixalot, you might think it's been a takeover. This is just a one-night thing, though. Breaking ball low and away. 2-1 the count. Normally the home team's audio heard on there, but pleased to step in and take over. Frederick leading 12-9, the 2-1 pitch. That's fouled away to the right side. 2-2 the count. Also talking back to the folks in Happy Valley and elsewhere, the Spikes universe. Of course, many in Happy Valley anxiously awaiting now the Pennsylvania State Baseball Championship games will take place tomorrow. Baldy Galeria taking on Mount Union in the Class 2A title game at 10:30. Bellefonte and Dallas in the Class 4A title game to follow. Both Balding Galeria and Bellefonte within Center County. Mount Union, actually, not from too far away in Huntingdon County, just southwest of Center County in the middle of the state. 3-2 the count now on Bryce Arnold, and Bauer delivers. That's foul to the right side. Count remains full. And in addition, Father Judge from the Philly area will take on Mount Lebanon from the western part of the state in the 6A title game. That'll finish off what is now tomorrow's games. They were scheduled for today, but postponed due to the expected rain as of Friday morning. Here's the fly ball to right center field. The right fielder call will make the call and make the catch. One away. A reminder, fans, the Spikes calling for relief in the eighth inning, bringing in Douglas Bauer. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. One gone to the bottom of the eighth, and here is Luca Danos. Danos is 1-for-3 tonight. He has singled, reached on an error, walked, stolen two bases, and scored a run. He takes ball one outside, a fastball from Douglas Bauer. 1-0 the count. Tomorrow, a 6 o'clock game here. Kellen Hoover gets the start for the Spikes. 1-0, breaking ball, slices across the zone, strike one. Jordan Hemberg, left-hander, among five finalists for the John Olerud two-way player of the year this season. As the 1-1 pitch misses low, 2-1 the count. Hemberg out of Coppin State. He was the MEAC Pitcher of the Year in 2022. But, of course, Spikes fans have only seen him as an outfielder so far. He will start on the mound tomorrow, however, as the 2-1 fastball misses high at 90 miles an hour. 3-1 the count. That'll be the pitching matchup for the 6 o'clock game. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health, at 5:45. And the 3-1, a fastball outside. Ball four to Danos, who draws his second walk of the night. First one issued by Bauer. Ryan Zimmer, by the way, one inning, three hits, four runs, three earned, two walks, no strikeouts. Charged with a pair of wild pitches as well. 29 overall deliveries, 14 for strikes. Here's Kendry Maduro, and the pitch to him. A fastball outside, 1-0 to Maduro. Right-handed hitter against the righty Bauer. Maduro is 0-for-3, but reached base on a walk last inning and scored. The 1-0 delivery, and that one in the air, deep to left field. Gives it a ride, and that one is gone. A two-run homer for Kendry Maduro. Talked about how in the first three at-bats of the game, Spikes pitching had held him in check, but he's one of the top hitters in the league for a reason. That's his first home run as a member of the Keys, and it increases their lead to 14-9. That'll bring Brady Cirkonic to the plate, already with three hits of his own tonight. Two singles and a double. He has stolen a base. He has driven in two runs. He has scored two runs. Keys now with 12 hits as a team as the high fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. Nine runs, nine hits, one error for State College. 14 runs, 12 hits, three errors for Frederick, and the 0-1 fouled back to the screen. It is 0-2. Spikes will have one more opportunity in the ninth. It'll be the top of the order due up. Addison Smith, Ethan Mendoza, and Tyler Wilson. And right now, nobody active in the Keys bullpen. Logan Tabling pitched the eighth. He'd have a chance at a save if he pitches the ninth. Bouncer to the right side. Mendoza, the second baseman, tracks it down. Throw to first in time. And there are two away. Fans, there's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field at Lebrano Park and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream, powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com. You can register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Irvin Escobar 0 for 4 tonight. He had been one of the leading hitters in the league coming in. Serving as the DH, takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Inner half of the plate. Escobar, 7th in the league in slugging percentage. Breaking ball is low, 1-1. Second in the league in batting average coming in, and 6th in OPS. But tonight, nothing yet. He's the only member of the Keys order who hasn't reached base at least once via hit or walk. Breaking ball in the dirt. Escobar laid off. 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. That's fouled right side. 2-2. Ben Vespe he's throwing the towel, sort of getting warmed up in case he may be needed in the ninth inning, but it looks like Logan Tabling will get the ninth, and again, it's a chance at a 6-out save for the Illinois product. Here's the 2-2. That's foul right side. Count remains the same. I think a youngster was mad about missing out on a foul ball out there and didn't want to hear about it. 2-2. And here is a soft grounder to first, taken in by Wilson, first baseman. He'll go to the bag himself. Steps on it. The inning is over. But Kendry Maduro's two-run homer increases the Keys' lead in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Spikes will have to overcome a 14-9 deficit with Smith, Mendoza, and Wilson due up here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick, the Keys leading the Spikes 14-9 in the opener of this three-games weekend series, and Addison Smith takes ball one low to start things off in the ninth. Trying to stoke the comeback, Addison has reached base twice tonight. He has singled, he has walked, he has stolen a base, scored 2 runs. This is his 5th plate appearance, and he takes ball two low. Logan Tabling retired the Spikes in order in the 8th. Back on in the 9th, trying to earn the 6-out save. The 2-0. And that is grounded in just right of the bag. Down the first baseline. That almost got tucked right in, but Dustin Fields right on the line. Says foul. And it's a 2-1 count now as the right fielder, Brennan Orff, had to chase that one down. So Nate Lamb right now, the pitcher of record for Frederick. Ryan Zimmer, the pitcher of record for State College. The 2-1 to Smith fades in, outside ball three. Ethan Mendoza with 2 hits and a steal tonight is on deck. Tyler Wilson's knocked in 3 runs and he's notched a pair of doubles in the 3 spot. And here's a line drive into center field, a base hit for Addison Smith. Takes the turn at first, holds there, leadoff single, the 10th hit of the night for the Spikes. This has certainly been a slugfest tonight. Three home runs for the Keys. Bryce Arnold, a solo shot in the first. A.J. Shaver, three-run homer in the second. Kendry Maduro, a two-run shot in the eighth. Cam Buford with a two-run homer, his second as a Spike in the third. Ethan Mendoza, two for three in the game officially. He fouls off the first pitch to the screen behind the plate for strike one. He has scored three runs, also reached on an error. He has stolen a base as well. It was his fifth of the season. Here's the 0-1. Check swing, breaking ball, dipped out of the zone, appeal to first. No go, says Dustin Fields. Ball one. Now, Addison Smith is not going to take off here. They are holding him on at first, but in a five-run game, not just yet. A 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed by Mendoza. It's 1-2. No changes in the field for Frederick. Still DeRiggi at first, Arnold at second, Maduro at short, Danos at third. Outfield, Trevell Johnson in left, Shaver in center, Orphan right. Here's a bouncer down the line at first, juggled, and eventually grabbed by DeRiggi, who steps on first. Throw down to second, but there won't be a play. It would have had to be in a tag play. But Smith slides in safely. It's a ground out for Mendoza. Three unassisted in the book. A runner at second, one out. Two more outs to play with for the Spikes. Really just one to play with. But they have two more to use before they are done. Tyler Wilson, two for four with that pair of doubles this evening. Steps into the left-handed box. A switch hitter is alternated around with the righty Bell on for the first three innings. The lefty Lamb for the next four, and Tabling here in the last inning and a third. And the first pitch from Tabling to Wilson is a fastball outside. Ball one. Right now, folks on both sides just stretching just in case this game gets prolonged. The 1-0, a breaking ball outside, 2-0. Two runs in the first, four in the third, three in the seventh for the Spikes. But for the Keys, it's a pattern. One in the first, four in the second, two in the third. And then one in the sixth, four in the seventh, two in the eighth. Fastball outside, 3-0 to Wilson. Cam Buford, who has the Spikes home run tonight on deck. The 3-0. Upstairs, ball four. So Wilson is aboard with a one-out walk. Cam Buford trying to match what Jack Riedel accomplished earlier this year with a two-home run game. Jack, unfortunately, a nagging injury, putting an end to his time with the Spikes in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. But certainly productive, and we wish Jack the best. He headed back home, and I know he's going to be an asset for Rice this coming collegiate season in 2024. Buford into the right-handed box. A quick mound visit before Buford stepped in. Willie Colazo must have just wanted to alert Logan Tabling to something, and Tabling delivers. Fastball called strike, outer edge in 92. 0-1 the count. Again, tomorrow it's a 6 o'clock game here in Frederick. 5:45, Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. The 0-1, a breaking ball low, 1-1 the count. After the weekend series, an off day Monday, back home, sweet home for 6 straight against West Virginia and Mahoning Valley. The 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2, got him with a breaking ball tailing away. Addison Smith at second, Tyler Wilson at first. Camp can't hit a five-run homer here, but he can do some damage. Here's the 1-2. That's fouled off the catcher, Sir Kodak, and to the backstop. One ball and two strikes as Tabling tried to put him away with the slider. Leans in for the sign and gets it. Look to second and another 1-2. A fastball upstairs. Buford lays off. 2-2 the count to Cam. A Now Tabling gets the sign again. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. And the Spikes are down to their last hope. It's Chase Call, the right fielder who got his first start as a Spike tonight. In four plate appearances, he notched a clutch two-out, two-run single in the seventh that put the Spikes ahead. He's also walked twice, struck out him, and caught stealing. And the pitch. Fastball starts him off outside. Good eye by Call. Again, two walks tonight. He was the Big West Conference's leader in walks drawn this season, second in the conference in on-base percentage. Also put in time as a catcher. He'll be mainly an outfielder with the Spikes. The breaking ball low. Two balls, no strikes. That's an asset, too, when he's not playing the outfield. He's able to serve as a bullpen catcher if the Spikes need him. 2-0. Grounder left side to his right. Maduro scoops it up. Shortstop firing to first. A bouncing throw that's wide. It is grabbed by DeRiggi, but everybody's safe. We'll see what the call is on that one. Again, he went to first instead of juggling with a play at third available. He tried to go to first. It was not a great throw. It will be scored a base hit. So it'll be Call's second of the night. Smith moves to third. Wilson to second. Base is loaded, 2 outs for Luke Napleton. And the pitch to him, taken for a strike. 93 on the fastball. Outer half of the plate on the righty, Napleton, a catcher by a trade, serving as the DH tonight, looking for his first hit in his fifth plate appearance of the evening. The 0-1, breaking ball, grounded foul, third base side, Addison Smith. Almost had to do the limbo to get out of the way of it. And it's an 0-2 count, so the Spikes down to their final strike. The set, the 0-2. And this one lofted to right field, coming on for it, or if he makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The State College Spikes in a slugfest tonight in Frederick fall to the Keys by the score of 14-9. We'll have your final game totals and wrap this one up from Lidus Field at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs,
That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Back here in Frederick, it was a slugfest tonight at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. And in the end, Frederick had just a bit more, topping the Spikes tonight by the score of 14-9. And home runs on both sides in this one. 3 for Frederick. Bryce Arnold with a solo homer in the first. And for Arnold, that was his first as a key in his very first keys at bat. First pitch he saw, as a matter of fact. A three-run homer for A.J. Shaver, his second of the year in the second inning, and Kendry Maduro with his first home run after four doubles and two triples. A two-run shot in the eighth that helped put it away for Frederick. Meanwhile, Cam Buford smashed his second home run of the season for the Spikes, knocked in a total of 3 runs. Tyler Wilson, 3 RBIs on a pair of doubles as well. Chase Call, 2 runs batted in his Spikes debut, or as a starter, that is. But in the end, Frederick had just a little bit more, winning it by the score of 14-9. Final game totals, State College 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 6 runners left on base. Frederick, 14 runs on 12 hits, 4 errors, but 3 runners left on base. Not a whole lot of runners left on, a lot of them scored. As the win goes to Nate Lamb, he is now 1-0 on the season. The loss to Ryan Zimmer now 0-1, and Logan Tabling with his first save in 2 opportunities. Time of the game, 2 hours, 52 minutes in front of 5,072. And as the fireworks show begins here in Frederick, first of 2 this weekend, we remind you that next Saturday, the 24th, a salute to John Williams movie themes, the composer of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and so much more. We'll salute him with a themed fireworks show next Saturday, the 24th. Tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. So much more in the homestand. You can find all the promotions and buy and download your tickets there. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow night at 5:45 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.